Well, hey there. Welcome to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. This is Bobby McGraw. Thanks for joining us today. Before we dive into today's podcast, I just want to say a quick thanks, a shout out to all of you that have rated us on iTunes, or you've gone to the next step of sharing these with your friends, whether through email, social media, however you've done it. Thanks for doing that. Our goal is to get these in the lives of as many people and just provide really a cup of encouragement each weekday. We live in a world that is so negative. I mean, you even think about today and election day. There are so many grumpy, unhappy people, and people are trying to find happiness, but often they're trying to find it in all the wrong places. So today, as we think about this day, I want to talk about a habit that I really believe leads to happiness. It's not buying something. It's not some fad. It's not some get-rich-quick scheme. I really think a happiness habit that every one of us can build into our life is this habit of being generous. I heard recently somebody say, you earn a living by what you make, but you earn the respect and the gratitude and a legacy and a reputation by not what you make, but by what you give. Think about it in your own life. Who are the people that you're most grateful for? They're typically not the people that gave less. They're not the people that were stingy. Usually, instead of giving less, they're the people that gave more. Most of the time, the people we're grateful for are the people that invested more time, more money, more energy, and more patience in us. Those are the people we're grateful for, the people that have given us the most. And I really believe this. The most giving people are really the ones that are the most appreciated. Paul gives us a great example of this in the book of Philippians. In Philippians chapter 4, he's writing to these churches that really were generous to him. Just listen to the words he says to them. He says, "How I praise the Lord that you are concerned about me again. I know you have always been concerned for me, but you didn't have the chance to help me. Even so, you have done well to share with me in my present difficulty. As you know, you Philippians, you were the only ones who gave me financial help when I first brought you the good news. No other church did this. But at the moment, I have all I need, and I have even more. I am generously supplied with the gifts you sent me. They are a sweet-smelling sacrifice that is acceptable and pleasing to God." Man, just think about that. He is so grateful. Why? Because they've been so generous. Let me ask you this question. Is there anybody that's grateful for your generosity? How many people can you think of who would say about you that you're a person that is so loving and so giving that they have been so generous to me? Man, there is absolutely no better day than today to thank the people that have been generous to you. You can thank them by calling them, sending them a note, an email, a text message. However you do that, I would encourage you to let them know how they specifically invested in you and what that investment has meant in your life. Then after you've done that, man, use those people as your model. Lift them up as a model for how to give of yourself and how to be generous with others. Why? There's a lot of good reasons to be generous, but one of the surface level responses is when we're generous, we experience happiness. Hey, I hope you have a great, great day today. Regardless of what's going on in the media and what's going on with the elections, know that God is still a great, great God that loves you, and he's still sitting on the throne. He's not worried. He's not stressed. And so trust him today and allow his generosity to be a model for how we live. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow for another edition of the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast.